So we see ka disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ulambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 13 kwenkwezi 2022 ngukhipu Dube. Ndabe zethu lamhlanje
ngiyathabe kakhulu mvuke ekseni mbona iphepha ndaba libhale ukhona okwahandabe kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala emtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli
amapolisa azelayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi
besibhekele ukuthi mpela ikhothi mantshi izogqinisa mpela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba but-ke anyway akukho singakwenza sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo njalo siyakhola ukuthi mhlawumbe abakhiphileyo nge-bail kodwa ngokucala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa sasele themba lokuthi isigwebo wasosithola
izizalwane zakwele-South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetyiswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe umnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyi uwalter fridays lo mculi womdumo kamaskandi osacathulayo umxolisi ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi makhelwane inkunzi yegusu zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselayo ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimoda abizwa ngokuthi ngama spikes akade bewasebenzisa kuhlelo lokuxotshanisa lokubobha abemijova abasebenza bengelamvumo. Umlondolozi uZindlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lomlayo wethulwe encwadini elotshwe ngumkhulu wamapolisa upolice commissioner Godwin Madanga othe amapolisa azasebenza insimbi lezi azabotshwa avalelwe ejele. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ukusetshenziswa kwalezi nsimbi ukuvimba izimota eziyabe zibalekela amapolisa sekudale ukufa kwabantu njalo abaningi balimala kakhulu kwenye ingozi edolobheni leMtare. UZulu uthi isinqumo esithethwe nguhulumende esokumisa ukusetshenziswa kwama-spike yinto enhle ngoba lokhu kuzabulalisa lokulimaza abantu abangelamacala abavele bethwele nzima ngodubo lokusilela kwezimota zokuhambisa. Umnumzana Libert Chirumo olula amalungelo oluntu uthi amapolisa abesephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokusebenzisa ama-spikes.
Mina indaba leyo ukuthi sebevalise ama-spikes ngithabe kakhulu ngoba kuyinto enceda thina esigadayo imithova yena leyo ngoba uzukwangona katholakali njalo akusayesabisi ukugada imithova ngoba abantu besebesifa. So ngezinye indlela uhulumende ubonile ukuthi impila kahle yabantu babo icakathekile kulokumisana kwezimota ngama-spikes ngoba bekudala ukubhewuka lokufa kwabantu abaningi.
Uqhubeke sithi kumele amapolisa abhale phansi inombolo zemota bazisebenzise ukudinga imota ezibalekayo kunokuvimba ngensimbi lezi.
Ngithabe kakhulu mvuke ekuseni mbona iphepha ndaba libhale ukhona okwahandabe kakhulu ngiyabonga abahlale benjalo asifuni ukubona ama spikes asifuni ukuthi okwenzakala emtare kuphinde kwenzakale eZimbabwe asifuni abantu befu siyathaba ama spikes vele besingawathandi besingawathakazeli.
Umnumzana Davatha Mlilo yena othi insimbi lezi zake zajikwa ephakathi kwenye imota esithi uyasijabulela isinqumo sokuba zingasetshenziswa.
Indaba yamaspike leyi, indaba yamaspike siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi amapolisa aseze akwanisa ukuthi ayibhange. Indaba leyi ayivunyelwe laseyayikhuthi ukuthi kuthiwa kuyenzakala ukusebenziswa kwamaspike. Siyabonga kakhulu lokho okwenziwa ngamapolisa kodwa sicela ukuba kwazi ukuthi laba izimuli ezelaba abafayo ikombi yayivela eMtare ipolisa lijike ispike bazayenziwani bazakhompansethwa na or kuyathulwa kushiwe kunjalo njalo le pholisa lelo sicela ukwakwazi ukuthi bazayenzani ngalo
lokhu kusekelwe ngunkosikazi Lisa Nala othi amapholisa abesiba ingozi kuzulu ngokusebenzisa lezi nsimbi
siyabonga shuwa ngokubhanwa kwama-spikes lawa ngoba iindaba zama-accidents bese ziziningi kakhulu abantu besifa ngenxa yokujikelwa kwama-spike emoteni ehambayo siyabonga shuwa hayi siyathokoza
amapholisa abesebenzisa lezi ndlela kulandela isinqumo esabekwa lidale le-High Court kumnyaka esanda kwedlula esokuba insimbi lezi zingasetshenziswa ukuze kubanjwe abashayeli abayabe bebaleka lapho bemiswa ngamapholisa kodwa lesi sinqumo bese sibangela ingozi eziningi zomgwaqo okuthi amapholisa acine ebulalisa abantu abangelacala ikakhulu abantwana besikolo abayabe begade izimota lezi emadolobheni lapho okuvele kulo dubo lokufikela kwezimota zokuhambisa ukuya emsebenzini lokuphindela emakhaya kulandela ingozi eyenzakale eMtare ebulele abantu abane yalimaza abaningi uzulu uhlale umkhosi okubangele ukuba nababona ngokulondoloza kwamalungelo oluntu lamalunga edale ephalamende bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angenele wakhokhelela ekwethulweni kwesinqumo esitsha ngusikomishini wamapholisa uMadanga inhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abasebenzisa imithova lamabhasi e-Passengers Association of Zimbabwe PAS ibisemizameli yokuphanyeka udaba lolu emthethwandaba isola ukusebenziswa kwensimbi lezi nginele isidu 7 ngiseharare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu
umthethwandaba waphezulu o-High Court izolo wamukele isicelo sabantwana bakamoyi uRobert Mugabe owake waba ngumongameli welizwe sokuphikisa isinqumo sokuthi akhitshwe lapho abekwe khona ayibekwa endaweni yamaqhawe e-National Heroes Acre eHarare esethula lesi sinqumo umahluli ujustice Fatima Maxwell lojustice Emmy Sitsanga bavumelene ukuba abantwana bakamgabe abathi ubona Mutsaruni Mugabe tinotenda Robert Mugabe Jr lobhela manja Tunga Mugabe banalo ilungelo lokuphikisa isinqumo esathathwa yinduna uZwimba esokuthi ithuna elilele uMugabe ligejwe ayingcwatshwa kutsha e-National Heroes Acre. Lesi sicelo sabantwana bakaMugabe basikhweze e-High Court ngoba beke bayalelwa umthethwandaba kamantshi e-Oichinoyi wawusithi kabanalungelo lokuphikisa induna uZwimba. Izizalwane zakwele-South Africa ezisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele-Zimbabwe uNumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. UThuso Khumalo usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa.
Esethule isinqumo sakhe emthethwandaba kamantshi Randburg eJohannesburg phezu kwesicelo sebail sabesilisa abayisikhombisa laba umantshi unkosikazi Hleziphi Mkhasibe uthe abukho ubufakazi obuqinileyo obunikezwe ngabatshutshisi lamapholisa obungenza kube yingozi ukuthi abesilisa laba bakhululwe ngebheyili. Uthe isinqumo sakhe bekufanele asethule izolo kodwa umeli wabamangalelwa waseveza ukuthi umfakazi obethe abahlanu babamangalelwa wababona bebulala uNyathi ubuye wabesula lobu bufakazi wathi yena ubebaqamba njengabantu abaziyo hatshi abantu ababulala uNyathi. Uthe amapholisa ehlulekile ukuchaza ukuthi yiphi indima eyadlalwa ngumuntu wonke ngamunye ekulaweni kukaNyathi ngaphandle nje kokuthi bebeyingxenye yalabo abakhanda umuyi bamtshisa waze wafa. Uthe kuyacaca njalo ukuthi akekho phakathi kwabayisikhombisa laba owabanjwa isenza leli cala njengoba bonke babotshwa sekulensuku uNyathi ebulewe. Ukukhululwa kwabo lokhu ngebheyili kulethe intokozo enkulu kumuli abesilisa laba layo ebisemthethwandaba. Kodwa-ke umzala kaNyathi uMnumzana Mphathisi Ndlovu laye obesemthethwandaba uthe njengemuli badaniswe kakhulu isinqumo somthethwandaba.
Sibhekele ukuthi impela i-court imantshi izogqinisa impela isandla kakhulu ekucwaningeni ngale ndaba but-ke anyway akukho singakwenza sicabanga ukuthi bayakwazi abakwenzayo njalo siyakholwa ukuthi mhlawumbe babakhiphileyo bangebheyili kodwa ngoba icala lisaqhubeka lisazoqhubeka lithethwa sasele themba lokuthi isigwebo wazosithola.
isikhulumeli seviyo labachuchisa unkosikazi Phindi Mntonondwane utshele isitulo 7 ukuthi lobanje bekhululwe ngebail balethemba lokuthi kusasele icala elikhulu ababhekane lalo.
Sinyanga ukushushisa sasambela isifumo sempantolo, sizoqhubeka nophenyo, kuzothuma uphenyo seliqediwe bese ke sizilungiselela ukuthi icala lizothethwa enkantolo.
Umantshi ulaye omangalela ukuthi bahlawula amarandi azinkulungwane ezintathu 3000 rands yebail umuntu ngamunye, bengathintani labafakazi kulolu daba njalo baphenduke njalo emthethweni ndaba mhlaka 7 Ntulikazi. Abachuchisi bake bazama ukuthi unkosikazi kamuyi unkosazana Nomsa Chuma yena osesekhaya eZimbabwe aphenduke kwele South Africa ezokutsho ukuthi kambe kukhona yini kwababuchiweyo wambonayo elalabo ababulala umkakhe, kodwa ke yena wahala esithi wesabela empilo yakhe. Omunye wabeZimbabwe owahlukunyezwa ndawonye lonyathi yena kenelisanga ukutsho ukuthi kwababotshiweyo ukhona yini oyingxenye yalabo abahamba lonyathi bayambulala. Selokhu kuqale lonyaka ziyanda izehlakalo zokuhlukunyezwa kwezalwane zakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa zisenzwa yilabo abathi abantu bokuza abaphume baphele ngoba babathathela imisebenzi kanye lokudala amacala. Melestube 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Kulesibotshana kwele Russia eseliqiniswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Lokhu kuza ngesikhathi ele Russia lihlasela ngamandla kwele Ukraine. I-Associated Press ivika ukuba bekugcwele phambi ngeintatheli zindaba emthethwandaba eKyiv kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi usayijeni Vadim Shaishmarin elethwa kuleyo ndawo. Umthethwandaba uthi wadubula umuntu owayezihlobela ibhasikili eChupa Kivuka. Ubefakwe ebhokisini elincane emthethwandaba lo njalo elindwe ngamasotsha lamapholisa abehlome aphelela. Uhulumende wakwele Ukraine uthi kulabantu abaningi ababulawa ngamasotsha akwele Russia anjengoShaishmarin. UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya ocubungula ezombusazwe uthi lokhu kuthakazelelwa yinkokheli yamazwe entshonalanga.
Uzulu weUkraine lamanye amazwe e-EU le-ase-America bazakamukela ukuthoniswa kwaVadim Shaishmarin ibutho leRussia elabanjwa kuthiwa ladubula umuntu lambulala. Empini kuvele kule mthetho yokuthi abantu abangathwalanga izikhali vele kabadushula, kodwa sabona ukuthi lokhu kuzahlupha ukuthi babe sebethonisisa abanye ngoba ukuze bababambe kulesikhathi bengaza manje ukuthi khathesi basebenzise nje njengemzekeliso uShashin. Kodwa ngikholwa ukuthi kuzakuba lamarashi amaningi azabanjwa. Yena umnumzana Putin yena ngokwakhe ngiyofanele abe lecala ngoba laba yisithunywa kuphela. Kumele ukuthi ukuthenswa icala leli kutshengise ilizwe lonke jikelele ukuthi impi yobudlwangudlwangu kayiqondanga. Ilizwe lakathesi kalisadingi ukuthi kube le mpi. Ye, ngibona ngathi mina kuyinto enhle kakhulu, fanele siyamukele.
Kodwa umnumzana ngakuthoma Bhena unobhala jikelele webandla leZimbabwe Communist Party uthi akuqedakali ukuthoniswa kukaShaishmarin.
Lokho esikuzwayo kasilaqiniso lakho ukuthi kuliqiniso, ngoba selokhu yasuka impi ye-Ukraine iNATO yavala abezindaba beRussia ukuthi batshele umhlaba ngokwenzakalayo. Indaba esizizwayo kuphela ziphuma kuma news journalist abuya eAmerica kumbe abeNATO abeEurope. Kakula independent verification yodaba lolo okhulunywa ngalo. Yikho ke kuba nzima ukuthi siphawule. Thina sikuchoyo ukuthi kumele thina sizwe okuvela kibo bona beMelika labeNATO, okuvela kuhulumeni weRussia. Sikwazi ukuthi sidingisise stole iqiniso yipi, kodwa kwakhathesi sizwa into evela ehlangothini olunye. Lokho kwenza ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi sikukholwe ukuthi into le kuleqiniso kumbe ngamanga, ngoba siyabona amanga amane ngakhulunywayo, ngoba vele ngesingisi bathi in a war the first casualty is the truth. so iqiniso ke vele kasilazi
usenjalo usemdakan Paul izolo kusihlwa umise kancane ukuthi kunikwe ele Ukraine amabhiliyoni angamajumi amane amadola $40 billion yokuthi ngalizikhali ukuhlenga abaphephela kwamanye amazwe lokunye sekuzothatha iviki ukuba ijalo lesenethi kwele Melika lilungise udaba lolu kula bantu abaningi asebebulewe kwele Ukraine kulandela ukuhlaselwa kwelizwe leli ngele Russia ngohlolanja lonyaka. Ulangtok namhlanje sihlaziya izikhondiso ezethulwe nguhulumende weZimbabwe athi ngezokulungisisa umonakalo okhona kusimo somnotho welizwe ngokwandisa amabhanga ukukweledisa imali abantu namakampani. Okwamanje ukuthi sizwe udaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Kuqakathekile kakhulu ukunanza usuku lwe-Earth Day okwenziwa ngumabasa sonke isikhathi ngoba ezemvelo yizo eziphilisa uzulu inyamazana lakho konke okutholakala emhlabeni. Ukunanza lokhu kukhumbuza uzulu ukusungulwa kwenhlanganiso ezivikela ezemvelo. Ukunanza usuku lolu waqala ngomnyaka ka-1970 lapho kwethulwa imithetho eminingi yokuvikela umkati, amanzi, inyamazana lokunye. Kwaba isikhathi njalo sokubumba uhlangothi olubona ngezemvelo kwele Melika, kwele US Environmental Protection Agency. Lokhu kwakusenzelwa ukuvimba ukugugudeka komhlaba. Lo nyaka uhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden uthethele elinye njalo inyathelo lokuvimba ukukhudumala lokugugudeka komhlaba ngesikhathi kunanzwa usuku lwe-Earth Day. Okwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden kugoqela ukuvimba ukuganyulwa kwezihlahla, ukukhuthaza ukulondoloza ezemvelo lezilwandle, ukuthiwa kwenhlanzi ngemfanelo, ukubuthwa kwamaplastiki lokunye. Lokhu konke kungokunye okwaqala ukwenziwa nguhulumende kaBiden lonkosikazi Kamala Harris kusukela ngesikhathi bengena ezikhundleni. Babambisana labanye amazwe phansi kwesinqumo se-US-China Joint Glasgow Declaration esokulondoloza umhlaba ngokulwisana lokukhudumeza umkhathi. Uhulumende weMelika ukhangelwe njalo ukuba uzaqhuba umhlangano omkhulu wenkokheli yamazwe omhlaba wonke jikelele uzahlolisisa okungenziwa ukuze kulondolezwe ezemvelo njalo kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Amazwe athuthukayo akhangelwe ukuba azancediswa ngokuqhuba inhlelo ezilondoloza umhlaba. Umnumzana Anthony Blinken okhokhela uhlangothi lukahulumende kwele Melika olubona ngokudlelana lamanye amazwe uthi ele Melika lifisa ukuba kuvinjwe inhlelo ezenza umhlaba ukudumale ngamandla. UBlinken uthi ele Melika lethula imizamo eliyenzayo ukuze livimbe ukugugudeka komhlaba okwenziwa ukugudumala komkhathi. Uthi elemelika lizazama ngamandla wonke ukuba umhlaba wonke jikelele uhlale ukusimo esingabhidlizi ezemvelo. UBlinken unqoba kakhulu okwenziwa ngababemele elemelika emhlanganweni we-COP26 eGlasgow. Uthi elemelika okwamanje lilandela isivumelwano se-Paris Agreement esikubeka sobala ukuba kumele kulondolozwe kahle ezemvelo uze uzulu aphile kahle emhlabeni. Uthi bazasebenza nenhlanganiso ezikuqela eyamazwe akuzwekazi le-Europe, e-European Union, ukuze kuvinjwe ukukhudumala komkhathi. Lolu bekuludaba oluveza imibono kahulumende weMelika. Wenzemidlalo udlela evalweni umqeqeshi weqembu lomdlalo wenguqu ele-Highlanders uMandla Mpofu phambilini komdlalo wabo leqembu le-Dynamos ngesonto. Intetheli zindaba yethu yemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Umlalendazi lizadibana lele-Dynamos ngesonto enkundleni e-Papa Fields kule minyaka embalwa iqembu ledimbare lancina ukunqoba eleBhoso kumidlalo yeligi kodwa uMpofu uthi abangeke bathembele kuleyo mbali.
Umdlalo kwesikhathi ungawukhangela awufuli ukhangele ngembali ngoba okuzayenzakala ngesonto uyabe ungakwazi ngoba la iDynamos kathi siyalungiselela ungakhangela lapho ekhona ingu number one ngoba iyakwanisa ukudlala ibhola. Number one ngoba ibikwanisa ukuhamba ithatha ama-points home and away. And niyazi ukuthi babuya belikhulu. Ibale iqhubu elikhulu kakhulu abanalo ababuya nalo nevuka ukuthi sibadle kwi-independence. So ngumdlalo omkhulu okumele ukuthi lathi sinje njengeqembu silungiselele okuzwayo ukuthi sithole ama-points esiwafunayo.
Ngempela viki edlulileyo kulabalandeli beqembu le-Islanders abatshengisele besithi umqeqeshi uMpofu esuswe esikhundleni, kodwa umgadli weqembu leBoso uLinus Chikuwa uthi abalandeli kumele babuye ukuzokhuthaza iqembu ukuba linqobe.
Esingathi ngisemasaphotha ukuthi bebuye bezobulela igame bezofakaza njengenjayelo, kanti asiyi ukuthi bebuye bezothethi sabenze ngaka thina. Ukubuya kwabo yikho ukuze senza lathi sithole i-3 points ongeze sizifunayo.
Imvimbi yeqembu leBoso uAndrew Mbeba laye ugcizelele ukuba bazimisele njengabadlali unqoba ngensonto.
Kodwa thina ukutrain kwethu right ngokufokasile sungule igame leyenza plus futhi okunye sabantu sebengabe besicritisiza ukuthi awufanele yalinda bathina ufokase ukuthi sigimenza wana play Sunday's game.
Amaqembu lawa ayehlukaniswa yimiklomelo elishumi lane njengoba ele Dynamos le miklomelo ngamashumi amathathu, ukuthi ele Highlanders lona le miklomelo elishumi lesithu. Eminye imidlalo yevikile leshumi lanhlanu kusigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League izadlalwa ngokulandelayo. Ngomgqibelo iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizemukele le10x ngaseBaobab. Iqembu leRentals lizadibana leLebulawayo Chiefs ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leleZPC Kariba ngaseBaobab Fields, ukuthi iqembu leWawa lizanqikilana lele Harare City naseAscott. Ngensonto iqembu leCape United lizemukela eChicken Inn naseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leManyika Diamonds lizadlala leBlack Rhinos naseSakuba, kuthi iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leCranbourne Bullets naseKibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Fridays lomkhuli womdumo kwamasikhandi osathuthukayo uMxolisi Ndlovu uhamba ngegama lokuthi makhelwane inkonzi yegusu. Untu kamelikomo weStudio 7 usipha lolu daba.
Unkunzi udabuka elupane esigabeni sasekavela kodwa ucula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalate lakhe lesibili njalo isihloko salo sithi isakhelene. Nangu echasisa
emculweni sengesikhathi singango 2 years ngiqale ngo 2020 ukuba ngiyethule iCD lokuqala ebelithi uvala sasengenza ke iCD lesibili.
Idlalate leli lilengoma ezilithumi lambili ezigoqela ethi amaphiko Jerusalem ma ponyongo kanye lethi imizuzwana.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho uba kuthola njani?
Inamba engatholakala kuzona +27 72 62 02 780 +27 72 62 02 780. Ngise South Africa, ngise Joburg, nje abantu abangabe se Joburg lapho siyabe singathintana kulezo na number emasiti angatholakala leso sikhathi mabe sixhumana segoli
abalandeli ke ubatshela wapha amasu
amasiti akhona nalapho kuba khona imicimbi nje eyenzekayo ekhaya noma imicimbi nje yasemshadweni imicimbi yasema birthday party kuvumelekile ukuba ningasimema nathi siyize sibambisane nabo abalandeli bethu kulokhu ababe bebhekane nabo kulowo mcimbi ababe bhekane nawo.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umakhelwane inkunzi yegusu ngale ethi Jerusalema.
Ezinye zezindaba ebezibukela. Amapolisa eZimbabwe aselaywe ukuba amise ngokuphangisa umkhuba wokujikela amaketani ahlaba amavili ezimota abizwa ngokuthi ngama-spikes akade sebewasebenzisela abamakhombi. Izizalwane zakwele South Africa eziyisikhombisa ebezivalelwe zisetheswa icala lokubulala isizalwane sakwele Zimbabwe uMnumzana Elvis Nyathi zikhululwe namhla ngemva kokuvunyelwa ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Kule socha nakwele Russia eselitholiswa icala lokubulala umuntu owayezihambela kwele Ukraine ngesikhathi ele Russia lisanda kuhlasela ilizwe leli. Siliqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olivalelisayo ngoKip Stube.
Ngiyabonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.